Who's got it better than us?
Nobody! Your home for the best sports coverage in Utah. You're listening to Jake Scott and Ben Anderson on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Jake and Ben, 97.5 KSL Sports Zone. I want to remind you about Peach Doors and Windows, Utah's premier door and window retailer, combining beauty and technology on doors and windows since 1993. Call them today for your free in-home estimate, 801-566-1255. Peach Doors and Windows joining us now. Covers the Cougs for KSLSports.com. He's our buddy Mitch Harper. What's up, Mitch?
It's busy, 12 hours or so for BYU basketball, getting two key players back into the fold.
Yeah, Richie Saunders, Dallin Hall this morning announcing they're coming back to BYU. Before the BYU angle, can you tell me what Mark Pope's role or not role is in this? Are these guys he tried to get to Kentucky and couldn't?
Richie Saunders, he tried to get to Kentucky. He was on a visit to Lexington earlier this week. But ultimately, he comes back to BYU. And, you know, Kentucky's also in the mix for Otega Owe from Oklahoma and Stojakovic from Stanford. So that could play a role, too. But Saunders comes back. And, you know, Kevin Young made it a top priority to retain this roster. You know, Dallin Hall had heavy interest from Duke, Oklahoma, Clemson, Utah, Utah State. And he runs it back to BYU. So these are pretty noteworthy additions. And, you know, Richie Saunders, third in offensive rating in the Big 12 conference this past year. Dallin Hall was seventh in assist rate in the league. These are key pieces for BYU to have a chance to compete in a league that's going to be deeper next season with the addition of the four corner schools. Like, there's still work to be done for BYU's roster. Just to assume they're going to be better than they were last season, I think that's a bit premature. But this gives them a chance to, you know, entertain the conversation of them being back in the NCAA tournament mix. And that's really all you can ask for in year one with a new regime.
Tell us about this staff hire, Mitch. Reading your write-up on it, I like his background. I mean, he seems like he's qualified to do a really good job.
Yeah, Dunson comes from Stanford, and he was under Jared Haas's staff. And you know, the big thing on him is that he's just got a recruiting background. His whole coaching tenure, time is since his playing days concluded, it's about recruiting. And I think that's going to be key for Kevin Young to assemble, you know, a staff that's got coaches that are deep in the recruiting game, because that's just a foreign world to Kevin Young, who's been operating in the NBA for the past 15 years. So, Dunson's recruiting connections, I think, are going to help, piecing together this roster, because right now they've got five scholarships available. So there's a lot of work to be done to get this thing assembled for next season.
So a lot of goodwill with those two players coming back to BYU. You mentioned the open spots. How close are they to being a competitive roster again? Or do you think they are ready to go day one and they just need to find some pieces around the edges?
I think they're going to be competitive. I think the only issue is just you're in a league where at best you're probably the seventh best team right now. I mean, you see the additions Kansas has made. Houston gets Milo Suzon from Oklahoma. He's going to be a great replacement potentially for Jamal Shedd. Houston's going to be loaded. Iowa State's national title good. I mean, you just go on and on, and then, you know, Baylor's got A.J. Edgecombe from New York. I mean, this league will be so much better next season. And you could argue last season BYU had kind of a light Big 12 schedule with some of the scheduling breaks that they did have. So, again, I think that, you know, this is a moment for BYU to be very excited about what Kevin Young can do. But I think it's still going to take time. And I think they've got to address the post. Losing Ali Khalifa to Louisville was a noteworthy loss in the sense of just from continuity and size. You know, BYU does not have much size. They only have one player above 6'7", and that's Noah Waterman, and he's not a big. He's a stretch four. They got Foose coming back, who's 6'6". He's your center right now, but you've got to add some size. in the post. And that's going to be the challenge for BYU when putting together this roster. But it's definitely a good starting point by retaining most of this roster from last season.
So where does McKay Hillstead fit into the quarterback room, Mitch?
Man, that is a fascinating addition for BYU. And I think that when people look at that on the surface and just assume it's a move that's not going to make a dent in that quarterback unit, I disagree. I think he's got the ability at some point to start. I think even Scotty G said that on his show and on Twitter, and he's the voice of the Aggies who's seen every snap of McKay last season. He's got talent. And I think that at a minimum, you know, this is an addition that, you know, gives BYU, puts, you know, Jake Retzlaff and Gary Bohannon on notice. You got to be at your best. And I think what's fascinating about this dynamic of BYU's quarterback unit is that unlike last year where you knew who the guy was and there was no one outside of Keaton Slovis that had any sort of experience at the college level, you've got four quarterbacks at BYU who have started games. And I get, you know, you got more than one, you don't have one. I get that. But I think that even after fall camp, this will be a deal where you have to perform consistently to maintain that job. You know, Kalani always talks about every single day there's competition. That's going to be the case here with this quarterback unit. So, you know, if, you know, Jake Retzlaff gets anointed the number one guy in week one, but if they have a lackluster performance as they did against Sam Houston in week one out of the gate, then you've got options to turn to guys that have experience at the FBS level. So I think Hillstead's a really good player. And I think that he's someone that also helps your cause in terms of underclassmen and kind of building out the quarterback pipeline. You know, BYU had a couple recruiting cycles where they missed on not signing a single quarterback, and that's put them behind the eight ball to where they're turning to these one-and-done senior grad transfers. You can't play in that game at the quarterback position every single year. And even in this 2025 recruiting cycle, they have yet to sign a quarterback. And you look across the nation, many of the top quarterback prospects are already going off the board. So you're now getting to that world of the three-star, the lightly recruited prospects that are more developmental. You have to kind of build this thing out and have some guys that you feel could be, you know, future starting quarterbacks in the Big 12. And I think McKay Hillstead showed enough last year at Utah State that makes you kind of feel that he could be a starter. I mean, he goes for 399 against a top 25 James Madison team and put them in a position to, you know, be in that game late. So after being dug in a hole down 24 zip early. So I think it's an important addition for BYU. I'm a little bit surprised they actually did it because, you know, when I asked Aaron Roderick if they would add another transfer portal quarterback in the post-spring window, he just simply said no. And, you know, McKay Hillstead being a local guy and I think someone that can help that roster, it ties into what BYU always looks for in the portal where you can build up the team with an addition. I think it definitely helps the cause.
Sorry to switch back to basketball, but sounds like a cool opportunity for the players currently on the BYU roster to go check out the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Young tonight.
Yeah, they'll be inside the arena to see, you know, the Suns in action against the Timberwolves. Dallin Hall will be there. Richie Saunders, he's traveling abroad, so he's not expected, of course, to be there. But, yeah, you get a chance to see their coach in action, and it's not very common. I mean, I think back to all the NBA coaches that have transitioned over to college, you know, Fred Hoiberg's probably one of the more successful ones who's currently at Nebraska, but he wasn't an acting NBA coach, you know, in the transition to college. So it's very unique that these BYU players get a chance to see a lead assistant for an NBA playoff team and kind of be around the Suns tonight. So definitely a unique opportunity. I think one that can, you know, help their cause to, you know, maybe kind of get to know their coach even a little bit more, because that's always the challenge with, you know, getting a new coaching staff is, you know, these players did not, you know, pick this coach, but in this era of the portal, they do have that, they have other options to explore. And a few of these guys have already picked and the guys that have stayed out of the portal, clearly they're very intrigued by what Kevin Young can provide. And I think it's a noteworthy deal that, he's offering this opportunity to them.
What do you have your eye on for the rest of the NFL draft?
Kingsley Suamatia, of course, and I think that, you know, Keaton Slovis, the run that of quarterbacks, I think it's created an opportunity where seventh round, you know, someone takes a flyer on a quarterback, and that might be Keaton Slovis. Seeing those that wave of QBs taken that early, you know, he's in a spot where he might get drafted. So I think those are the two things I'm looking for. Also, you know, Aiden Robbins, I think, is very interesting, a running back from BYU. But I would expect he's more of a priority undrafted free agent, just considering there's just not much draft capital invested into running backs these days. But I think he's a guy that will get an opportunity, and he'll perform well. He's huge. He's got great measurables and size, and I think he'd be a really good player in the NFL. But I think, you know, BYU's, you know, doing a nice job at least every year getting one guy. You know, there was that stretch about a decade ago where you maybe go back-to-back years without draft picks. And, you know, Kalani has made it a point in his program to value the NFL. And he's clearly stated, like, he wants to get guys to the league and make that a top priority. And I think it's helped, you know, be getting more draft picks, you know, from BYU, whereas there was just kind of a stretch there where that wasn't happening.
Mitch, we appreciate you and all your fine work and effort. Check out Mitch's stuff at kslsports.com. I know it's been crazy busy for everybody, but in the BYU world, it's been just as busy as everything else. So great job, and we appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Mitch.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
The one and only Mitch Harper. I know, like, who was I talking to, Ben?
Mitch, just now?
Like, you do, I was talking to somebody off the air, and you do this job, you know, as I am one step closer to being elderly and can't believe I've been at this station for 20 years, but it causes you to reflect a little bit. And you know that old adage, like, everything's the same for a decade and then it changes in a week? I would say last week was one of those things. Like, you do this job and the sports landscape stays the same for a decade. And then all of a sudden, one week, and it all changes.
Everything's different.
And last week was truly an example of that. And this week has continued. I mean, the party was great and the fallout. But as far as, like, news and what's happening, I mean, last week, you know, BYU doesn't change coaches, any coach, often. Like, that's not something that really happens all that frequently. Really, around here, period. I mean, maybe Utah State recently aside. But, like, Utah doesn't change coaches often.
No.
The Jazz don't change coaches often. And so BYU changes out a basketball coach and a coach that was hired away, which also doesn't happen often, to make a big splash by hiring a NBA guy. And as they move into a new league, I mean, that's all connected. And then you combine that with another major league franchise coming to town and all that comes with that, you know, the reno and the infrastructure and all this thing. I mean, it's pretty wild.
It's... What we are in, what I would call the most exciting era of sports in this state's history. And not just because of hockey. Now, hockey is a huge part of it. Hockey might make up 75% of the pie because we're adding another major four sports team to our state. And it's going to be incredible. And the fans have already shown they're going to be going to support it. It's going to be really cool. The players are very excited about it coming in the NHL. But yeah, I mean, in the last 12 months... BYU has gone to the Big 12. Utah's going to the Big 12. BYU's replaced a football coach. The Jazz continue to strip down their roster, are making multiple top 10 picks, which how often have they made back-to-back top 10 picks? Like that never happens. There's just a ton going on, and we don't know what the Jazz are going to do this offseason. And the Jazz are the fifth biggest story this summer?
Well, the answer is trade for Joel Embiid.
Well, I mean, that would be the goal. That would be
That's
great.
That's the answer.
If Ryan
Zanuck,
Smith...
You, Zanuck, go get me Embiid.
If somehow Ryan gets jealous of his own hockey team and decides he wants his basketball team to make a splash as well, yeah, maybe he has a chance to make a splash out there as well. And look, Danny Ainge isn't taking a backseat just because all these other fun things are happening. Danny Ainge is still going to do a job. And, you know, you think of, we talk a lot about in this business other sports stations. And, you know, like, what do our friends in Arizona do? What do our friends in Phoenix do? It's like, well... Today, they're talking about the Nuggets beating the Lakers and putting them on a sweep and maybe winning a back-to-back title. Probably not. You know what they're talking about? Bo Nix and drafting another quarterback in the first round. And that's cool, but you know what else is cool? They also might have the best hockey team in the NHL in the Avalanche that are consistently a great program and have been good for a long time and have two of the top 15 players in the league. So that's not a bad thing at all. Now, you know, the Rockies aren't anything to talk about, unfortunately. But you have a slow day. What do you want to talk about? Let's sprinkle in a little Deion Sanders if we're bored. Like, all these other stations have all these funny things to talk about and these endless supply of storylines that they don't get to what's third on their list, what's fourth on their list. And we are very quickly getting there where it's 11:20, and for the first time today we're mentioning the hockey team that is coming in because there's just a lot going on locally. There's a lot to talk about, and I think we're going to be that way for a long time. And to your point, it felt like there was a stasis. It felt like we were in kind of a holding point for a lot of what was going on, where the Jazz were kind of always this thing under Quinn Snyder for 8 years. BYU was stuck in independence and hoping to get out, and Utah was pretty firmly in the top 25% of the Pac-12 year in and year out in football, and the men's basketball team couldn't do a whole lot, and BYU's men's basketball team didn't do a whole lot. None of that is applicable anymore. Not any of it is applicable. None of that is true at all. And that's all happened since, when did BYU make the jump? It was like July of last season.
Yeah.
None of it applies in the slightest.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
All right, stay tuned. Speaking of the hockey team, and I know the team name has been a hot topic out there amongst the folks. So, Ben, I took it upon myself to really tackle what was a monstrous project.
Okay.
It's a... and.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
Think it's ready to be debuted.
Oh, man.
And
you cooking up something?
I'm really excited.
Okay.
I am really, really excited.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
All right. Stay tuned. More Jake and Ben coming up next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies. These guys have got you covered.
Trying to eat, fellas.
You're locked on to Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
1, 2, 3, move it.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The KSL Sports Zone. Jake Scott, Ben Anderson, thanks for making us a part of your Friday. We want to remind you about Wednesday, though. Don't miss your chance to win big every week on the KSL Sports Zone. This week on Win Ticket Wednesday, you can win a pair of tickets to go see Aerosmith at Delta Center on November 24th. Listen to the KSL Sports Zone all day on Wednesday for your chance to win. Now, Ben, it's a big story, like the hockey thing we were talking about. I mean, the franchise coming here, it's a big deal. The name, what the name's going to be, is a big deal.
It's what people care about the most.
And you and I have come up with what I think is the best name.
Which is?
The Dreamcoats.
The Dreamcoats. I've told you I've shifted to my own thought of the Saucers, but that's fine. Dreamcoats, I'm still on board for.
The Utah Dreamcoats.
Based on?
Donny Osmond and his role as Joseph.
The Amazing Joseph Technicolor Dreamcoat.
And the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Which, like, I've never seen.
It's amazing.
Okay.
I've seen Donnie in that play.
Okay.
Like, the possibilities for marketing, I mean, are just limitless.
Endless.
I mean, your color scheme is...
multicolor.
Is everything.
Technicolor. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
So...
which fits you. You're wearing a tie-dye shirt today.
I am wearing a tie-dye shirt today. And it kind of... you know what I thought, Ben? How can we get momentum going for the Dreamcoats? Because Sam Farnsworth likes it.
Yep.
So there is another person on the planet besides you and me, and I'm throwing Sarah into this too, that likes the name Dreamcoats.
Okay.
Were you aware of Donnie's role as Joseph in The Amazing Technicolor?
Have you seen Joseph?
Have you seen that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, yes.
If I said, have you seen Joseph, would you know that that's what I was talking about?
Yeah, the Technicolor, yes, I've heard
that's a Utah cadence, right? That's a Utah saying. When you say
Joseph, that's what
we
you mean.
All know what you're talking about.
Did you go see Joseph at Tuacon?
Yeah.
Which I've seen Joseph at Tuacon.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought, how can we get the buzz going on this thing? So you know what I did? And this is why, this is how much I love this idea and this show and our listeners.
I'm so impressed, by the way.
Put work in?
No.
Outside of the show? I'm thrilled.
Listen, I got a studio. I got musicians. I got a heck of a singer.
Okay.
Heck of a singer. and we laid down what I think could be like an anthem for the Dream Coats, or at least like a theme song.
Okay, this is what, during announcements? This is after a goal is scored?
I don't know. We could put it wherever. No, I mean, it could be like it could be like Go Cubs Go for the Dream Coats.
Okay.
Have you heard all the goofy songs that are out there for the random teams?
Yeah.
It's especially a thing in baseball, but like this could be us. This could be the Utah Dream Coats.
Should we play it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's why I did it. Let's go, Sarah.
Searing pain deep inside my soul.
Wait, that's not it?
That's the wrong one. Hold on.
I was going to say, what does that have to do with anything?
No, that's not it.
Hold on. I got it. I got it. Hold on.
Slapshot, hard and fast, with a team that's going to last. Dream coats on the ice, we bring the heat. Don't think twice. Skating with the fire burning deep inside our souls. In the rink, we're kings, no one can take our goals. We paint the ice with passion, colors brighter than the sun. Dream coat shine.
What the hell was that?
That's the song! I told you! I told you! I got everybody together. That guy's name is Dave, the singer.
Okay.
He's my buddy
Dave. Named Dave.
Yeah.
You wrote these lyrics with Dave.
I did.
You guys were up all night.
And we jammed it out, bro.
And you jammed it out. What the hell was that?
Dreamcoats.
By Dave.
But, well, Dave and me, yeah.
Dream Coats by Dave, lyrics by Jake Scott.
Actually, it's called Dream on Ice.
Dream on Ice.
Dream on Ice. This is on the internet. You've published this. You've recorded this. You got studio time.
This is my thing.
You went down. You and Dave went down. You did an all-nighter.
This guy has a studio in his, I don't know, it used to be a garage or something. I don't know.
You and Dave sat down and
hammered
recorded
it out.
Dream Coats.
I mean, I
was Dream on Ice.
I would more call myself an executive producer, but yeah,
Dream on Ice.
I mean,
Ice.
I wasn't really jamming. I was just EPing. You want to hear it again?
I can't wait to hear this insane thing again.
Can we hear it again?
Slapshot, hard and fast, with a team that's gonna last. Dream coats on the ice, we bring the heat. Don't think twice. Skating with the fire burning deep inside our souls. In the rink, we're kings, no one can take our goals. We paint the ice with passion, colors brighter than the sun. Dream coat shine.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I legitimately have no idea where this came from. I don't know what this is.
Oh, I was.
I don't know how you got your hands on it. I don't know how it's so applicable. I don't know if you've been setting this up on me for 72 hours when you came with the Dream Coat idea on Joseph. I don't know if we have a dedicated listener who wrote a whole darn song for this ridiculous idea you have of naming an NHL team after Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoats, and it works perfectly.
Oh, I wasn't done, dude. No, I wasn't done because I'm constantly thinking about you and the show.
The long game.
No, I wasn't done. Dave and I hammered out another one, although this isn't Dave singing. This is
Carl. You guys wrote another song together.
No, this is Carl.
This is like when Dolly Parton wrote Jolene. And Bodyguard
one
night.
Yeah.
You guys were together.
Jolene and I Will Always Love You. Yeah.
You guys decided to put you and Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocked out two.
But this is Carl singing.
Hockey anthems. You brought in Carl.
Well, this isn't a hockey anthem.
What do you mean this isn't a hockey anthem?
It's not. Should we just play it and Ben can figure it out? All right.
Sunday airways, talking sports.
They got him Matrix and on so loves his tie-dye. Ben's got style with his scarf. Oh my.
Jamming, baby.
Wrote a yacht rock song about hockey and a reggae anthem about you and my show together.
About the show!
Stats and stories and you're dumb beyond your years. Is that what lyric that I picked up?
Something like that. Yeah.
I
love it so much.
I am truly, for the first time in my life, perplexed. I don't know what to say on the radio. I don't know where I'm supposed to go with this. I don't know how I'm supposed to continue to do the show. We've got 25 minutes left before Hans and Scotty take over.
Dude, we should just play our new theme song on loop, dude.
I was ill-prepped for this entire segment. It's caught me off guard. I'm in tears, both out of laughter and whatever sweetness this was that inspired these songs to be written. I have a theory that these were probably AI-generated.
And no, that's where dude, this came from. No,
I have a feeling someone plugged this into ChatGPT and said, write a reggae anthem for a Jake and Ben sports radio show. And this was the prompt that it came out. But my goodness, is it impressive? This is the future of AI, I'm all for it.
I want to hear it again.
We could have a new song every day.
Give us the theme. Give us the theme.
Airways, talking sports. They got him Matrix and on so loves his tie dye. Ben's got style with his scarf. Oh my.
It's great.
Carl, you've got our hit.
That is a hit. That is the show right there.
We might as well not come back next week. We're not going to top this. We're not going to do better.
Is this our new song to come into the
yeah,
show?
I think
yeah,
it has
that's
to
our
be.
Theme song. Yes.
I would like reggae, but how could I pass on that? It's a custom song for us.
We don't need a rejoin anymore. This is our rejoin.
Every rejoin. Is the Jake and Ben on the Airwaves song by Carl. Carl with a C, Carl with a K.
Carl sang it, but Dave and I
Dave and Jake wrote it. What do you want me to say?
First of all, we had to get Dream Coats. We got to get that to take off.
Well,
but
yeah,
I feel
will.
Like a song really helps.
It doesn't hurt. It's an anthem. You're right. We've got it. Nobody else even has a color scheme. We have the song done. It's written. And it's ready to go.
I know.
Dream on Ice.
Dream on Ice.
About the Dream Coats.
And then the Jake and Ben theme song.
You've dumbfounded me. I don't know where to go from here.
I'm so excited.
I don't know where to go
right,
from here.
Next
Not
step.
Only did we get a puck song, we've got a new Jake and Ben theme song. And you debuted them back to back
yeah.
within 15 minutes of each other? 5 minutes of each other? We've been doing this show for 2.5 years now. We haven't had a single segment that was quality. And you just banged out two of the best songs I've ever heard in my life back to back, and they're custom to what we've been talking about in the last week.
And I love this job. You know what? I came through the door today and I told you, I said, man, I love this job. I love this job. I love this show. I love our new anthem. I didn't know you didn't like reggae. I assumed you did.
I like that. Who doesn't like that?
Can we play it one time going out?
That or the Puck song.
Which one do you want?
Let's go Dreamcoats. Let's go Dreamcoats.
Let's
Can
go Dreamcoats
Dream
on the way out.
By
Dream
Dave.
On Dave. By Dave.
By Dave. Dave, lyrics by Jake Scott.
Playing this out. Go Dreamcoats.
Slapshot, hard and fast, with a team that's gonna last. Dreamcoats on the ice, we bring the heat. Don't think twice. Skating with the fire burning deep inside our souls. In the rink, we're kings, no one can take our goals. We paint the ice with passion. Colors brighter than the sun. Dreamcoat shining on the eyes. The battle's just begun.
The sports you love. The teams you can't live without.
Get a sense of urgency!
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Jake and Ben, 97.5 EKSL Sports Zone. This segment is brought to you by Peach Doors and Windows, Utah's premier door and window retailer, combining beauty and technology in doors and windows since 1993. Call them today for your free in-home estimate.
How much of our
801-566-1255.
Shout out to our friends at Peach. How much of our yearly budget did you spend on, is it Dave and Carl?
Yeah, and the band.
And the band? These are studio guys, or what is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it costs a lot, dude.
Just a bunch of drunks you found at the local bar
to come
down?
No, these are real pros.
These are studio pros. These are the cream of the crop that we have locally.
Yeah. I sent you another one, Sarah, and I want to play this one instead.
You recorded this one?
I sent you a different one. Yeah, pull that up.
You guys are, I'm trying to think of the last time a band broke on the scene, like Dave, Carl, and Jake Scott, that just have hits, that you have so many that you want Sarah to play another hit before we've heard your most recent hit. We heard, was it Dream on Ice in the last segment?
Yeah.
And then what was the reggae anthem called? What was our reggaeton song?
Our reggae.
Island Vibe.
Okay, so we had back-to-back hits there, and we've got a fourth song before we've even heard the third song.
Yeah, and I'm
the third song needs some tweaking.
The third song does need some tweaking.
Needs some rewrite, needs some studio work.
Yeah.
Some production still. Okay. I mean, this is like when Nirvana burst onto the scene. I mean, I can't remember the last time the world changed with music like this. This was like when the Chronic 2000 dropped and it was all anyone listened to when I was in high school. Yeah, this is it. I hope people are listening.
Okay, Sarah, let's. This one's called Second Chances. All right, hit it.
Got a story about a man named Hans. Used to play ball, had big dreams and plans. But he wasn't as good as his uncle Merlin. Always felt like he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he's the real deal. Gonna take the field, show him how it feels. Hans had it's Rock's turn, he's gonna make his mark. Let the world love learn. Let the world love learn.
take it to the highest spot.
Well, I gotta tell Carl that it's pronounced Hans, but other than that...
No, I like Hans. I like Hans and Rock. Yeah, Hans Rock. Okay. What's that? What's called a second chance?
Second chances. Oh,
okay.
I love this job so
okay.
much. Wait, can we just hear the first part of it? Just to clarify.
This is about Hans's NFL career not reaching the highest level, and the second chance is his offspring, Rock, exceeding his son's expectations. And did I get the... I'm not a great picking up lyrics my first time through.
Listen again. All right, here we go.
Let the world learn. Second chances, that's what life's about. Sometimes we stumble, but we never doubt.
This
may not have reached the top, but Rock's gonna take it to the highest spot.
Good. All right, so that was the chorus.
That was the chorus.
Can we hear it? Can we hear it again from the beginning?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's re-rack it.
Got a story about a man named Hans. Used to play ball, had big dreams and plans. But he wasn't as good as his Uncle Merlin. Always felt like he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he's the real deal. Gonna take the field, show him how it feels. Hans had his time, but now it's Rock's turn. He's gonna make his mark. Let the world learn. Take it to the highest spot. Let the world learn. Second chances, that's what life's about. Sometimes we stumble, but we never doubt. Hans may not have reached the top, but Rock's gonna take it to the highest spot.
Look, man, it is... it's growing on me really quickly.
Oh, it's incredible.
That might be the best of the three. Yeah.
Do you want to hear the other one?
If it's not ready, let's save it.
Okay, we'll save it.
If it's not ready...
It needs more.
Hans, sometimes referred to as Hans, catching some strays in that song. He's just a throw-in?
It's kind of a diss track.
It is. It's Ether 2024. He's just a throw-in compared to his uncle, of course, legendary Merlin Olsen. And then he thought his son was just a throw-in. But in fact... He's gonna reach the highest spot.
So many layers.
Oh, it's
a lot of layers.
I love storytelling in a song, and that checks all the boxes. Who was so? Carl.
That was kind of all of us.
Carl did Dream on Ice.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dave.
No, Dave did Dream on Ice.
Dave did Dream on Ice.
Yeah, Carl did.
Island Vibes.
Island Vibes. Our theme song.
Can I be selfish and can I just get a sample of all three of them before
the
show's over?
Three,
can we just start from the beginning real quick?
Okay, yeah. So,
set us up, DJ.
We need to get these into the system. But let's go to, can we start with, this is the theme song for our hockey name.
The Dream Coats. You and Dave wrote a song to be played at Delta Center for the Dream Coats hockey team.
We did? And I thought it came out pretty well.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Slapshot, hard and fast, with a team that's gonna last.
Dream coats on the ice, we bring the heat. Don't think twice. Skating with the fire burning deep inside our souls. In the rink, we're kings, no one can take our goals. We paint the ice with passion, colors brighter than the sun. Dream coat shine.
Okay, so there you go. Dream on ice.
I hope we don't lose the hockey team because of that. I hope Gary Bettman doesn't come back and take it away. But I can wrap my head around it. I get it.
Okay.
It's pretty literal.
It is pretty literal.
It's pretty on the nose for a hockey team. But I like the dream coats, so I'll give it a chance.
Okay.
I might need to sleep on that one.
All right. Next up.
But you had a second hit.
The second hit, this is what Carl sang. Dave and I wrote it. Island vibe, but it's really a theme song for the Jake and Ben
for
show.
For our show.
Yes.
Listen to the lyrics here really stand out to me.
Two amigos on the airways, talking sports. They got him in Jake's and also loves his tie guy. Ben's got style with his scarves. Oh my.
Sports and stats and a love for living.
Yeah, that's us.
Real UB40 vibes.
A love for the game.
A love for the game.
Yeah.
I like from the islands to the basketball courts. I like that lyric. Really nice.
Right.
Really good. Hey, that's really good stuff.
That's a new theme of the show.
I can't wait to hear that every day for the next 3 weeks until they cancel us.
Now, the third and final one, and we'll just play this going out. Because we're up against it. And what a great way to tease Hanson Scotty.
I mean, I think this is, to be fair, I think this is the best of the bunch.
Do you like this one?
I think this is a soft launch by the record label for the first two songs with Carl and Dave. Just to get a taste, just to put out some hits. And then they really went for it, number three. And I think this is Adele's Hello. This is the pinnacle.
This is called Second Chances. We'll talk to you tomorrow on
Thanks,
the Jake
Sarah.
And Ben Show, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Got a story about a man named Hans. Used to play ball, had big dreams and plans. But he wasn't as good as his Uncle Merlin. Always felt like he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he's the real deal. Gonna take the field, show him how it feels. Hans had his time. But now it's Rock's turn. He's gonna make his mark. Let the world love learn. Let the world love learn. Learn. Set to make his mark. The Rock's gonna take it to the highest spot.